Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anything else listening. My name is Drew Badger from The Big Scary Show, and welcome to The Big Scary News, an offshoot of The Big Scary Show where we bring you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry that you need to know, plus an exclusive interview that you won't hear anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly sponsored by Froggy's Fog. Get all your fog products from frog juice to scents to foggers and more only at froggiesfog.com. And now, without further ado, here is the Big Scary News. We start off with some news on our 2400th like on Facebook. The Big Scary Show would like to thank Tracy Irvin of Miami, Oklahoma for being our 2400th like on Facebook. We appreciate the support and tell your friends to keep listening. Remember, for every 100th like, we'll give you a shout out. If we hit 2500 likes by Halloween, we will give away a nice prize to a random fan, so please tell all your friends to give us a listen and check out our Facebook and Twitter pages. We have some news from New Jersey Paranormal. We're only a few days away from our first paranormal event in Howell, New Jersey. It's the first of six events that we're hosting in October at some great sites with some great claims. Check out our schedule for dates and details and reserve your spot now. NewJerseyParanormal.com for more details. Those events are October 4th at the Grange Playhouse in Howell, New Jersey. On the 11th, the Van Wickle House in Somerset, New Jersey. On the 18th, the Dr. William Robinson Plantation Museum in Clark, New Jersey. On the 24th, the Ocean County Historical Society in Toms River, New Jersey. On the 25th, the Caldwell Parsonage in Union, New Jersey. And on the 31st, special Halloween event at the Barron Art Center in Woodbridge, New Jersey. To reserve your spot at any of these events, visit their website or call 908-463-0745. We have this news from Monster Fest in Chesapeake, Virginia. Monster Fest is the annual one-day horror convention held at the Chesapeake Central Library in Virginia for fans of classic horror in film and literature. Monster Fest 11 will be held on Saturday, October 4th. Doors open at 10 a.m. Begun in 2003 by Rob Floyd and artist Clayton Sayer, Monster Fest is a day of vendors, panel discussions, special guests, costume contest, live music, trick-or-treating for all kids in costume, and a horror movie marathon. This event is 100% free and open to the public. Just another spooktacular service of your Chesapeake Central Library. For more information, visit www.monsterfestva.com. We have this news from the Worlds of Fun Theme Park's Halloween Haunt in Kansas City. Worlds of Fun is thrilled to debut a new show for the upcoming Halloween Haunt season, Ed Alonzo's Psycho Circus of Magic and Mayhem. The comedy and magic show will horrify and make audiences laugh with its staggering stunts and bizarre shock magic that is only offered at Worlds of Fun's Halloween Haunt. A self-proclaimed Misfit of Magic is a two-time recipient of the Stage Magician of the Year and Comedy Magician of the Year awards from the internationally recognized Academy of Magical Arts. The addition of Ed Alonzo's Psycho Circus will certainly epitomize his haunt. It's definitely different than any other show we've had during Halloween Haunt in the past. Ed's daytime Saturday and Sunday shows will be more geared towards a family audience, and the Friday and Saturday night shows will enthrall as well as appall more mature audiences. In addition to Ed Alonzo's Psycho Circus, Worlds of Fun unveils a new extreme haunt, the Boneyard. The keepers of the Boneyard will haunt the underworlds of the park while feeding on the marrow of the living. During the day, Worlds of Fun has dozens of scare-free activities, including the addition of the Howlowfest Petting Zoo. But as darkness falls, fear rises. Witness the Overlord as he calls his army of over 400 monsters in Hollywood-caliber makeup to transform Worlds of Fun into Halloween Haunt. For hundreds of miles, nowhere else can guests ride all the rides, witness 400 monsters lurking fog-filled midways, and receive all the big-time scares we deliver at Halloween Haunt. Worlds of Fun's Halloween Haunt runs weekends through November 2nd, and for more information, visit www.worldsoffun.com. We have some news from Rob Zombie. Rob Zombie says that his nearly completed new studio album is the strongest effort of his career so far, but is yet to announce a release date for the follow-up to last year's Venomous Rat Regeneration Vendor. Zombie, who started putting together his sixth solo CD with his band in January, told the San Jose Mercury News, "I really think this is the best record yet, truthfully. I don't know if everybody says that, maybe they do, but I really feel that way. I'm not sure when we'll put it out, probably beginning of next year, maybe, but it's pretty much done." Zombie also revealed that his live appearances in September and October will mark his, quote, "last tour for a while, actually, because when this tour is done, I'm starting on a movie," unquote. He added, "It will be an awesome tour. The tours we have done in the last few years have been our best tours ever." Rob Zombie last month launched a campaign to crowdfund his new movie titled 31. The film follows five people who are kidnapped in the 5 days leading up to Halloween and how they must fight to survive in a place called Murder World. In order to stay alive, the hostages must play a game called 31, which the goal is to kill as many opponents as possible. People in clown masks called the Heads in 12 hours. "Right now I'm in the process of wrapping up the campaign that we started for the film," Zombie told the San Jose Mercury News. "Hopefully we'll start shooting in February. That's the goal." Zombie recently told The Pulse of Radio about the upcoming album. "I don't want years and years to go by between records, even though somehow it always seems to happen. And you know, we're really excited because we really felt that for ourselves as a band, the last record really kind of got back to something that I was looking for, and we were just excited to take it to the next level. When you're feeling inspired, you kind of want to go for it, because sometimes you don't feel inspired. Venomous Rat Regeneration Vendor sold 34,000 copies in the United States' first week of release to land at position number 7 on the Billboard 200 chart. We have a bit of sad news from Fright Night's Haunted House in Albany, Georgia. "It is with great sadness that we regretfully have to announce the cancellation of Fright Night's 2014. Time ran out while we looked for a home, but at this time frame we would have difficulty building a show that we would take pride in. We hold ourselves to high standards, and we just cannot achieve that with the amount of weeks left. With that being said, plans are already in the works for a big return in 2015. Bigger than ever, with twice as long as usual to accumulate lots of new effects, props, and scenes. I thank you all for your support over the years and look forward to starting up again in 2015. It's killing us not to be building right now, but the private messages and emails I'm getting still reminds me of how awesome you all are. No wonder we were voted best of the best by you guys. We're already planning our return next season, and it's going to be large. So many new things to put out there. Thank you for all the support you've shown. We wish we weren't dormant this year, but we can take responsibility for what others do or don't do, but it makes us even hungrier to get back. Have a great Halloween, friends." And for more information, check out their Facebook page. We have this good news from Mad Anthony's Haunted Trail in Tyner, Indiana. "We're back, baby. After much deliberation, we have committed, pun intended, to running this year. However, it will take a ton of work. So, anyone that wants to help make this thing a reality for 2014, give me, or Liz Chastain, or Logan Chastain a holler. We need help doing construction and cleanup over the next few Saturdays. Sorry, but that's the only day I have off work right now. As Halloween nears, we will try to open on the weekend before, October 25th and 26th, and of October 31st and November 1st. We will need spooks for these days also. Come on out and let's make it happen." For more information, visit their Facebook page. We have this news from Horror Fields in Sawmills, North Carolina. "Now that we have our scare crew in place, we kick off the 2014 Halloween season with a huge free fireworks show presented by Patterson Pyrotechnics this Friday night. Then October 3rd, we will be having Constantine's Haunt Reviews come by. October 11th, the Carolina Coffin Cruisers will be bringing their Hearst Car Club to show them off. So we have a lot of things planned for the season. So don't miss this season, because as you know, Horror Fields changes 100% of their haunt every year. So if you came last year to our hospital, do not expect to see the same thing. Also this year, Undead Paintball will be different. So keep a lookout for free tickets on the Big Dog 92.1 FM and also on our Facebook page. Come out and see the only professional haunted attraction in Caldwell County. Your worst nightmares will come to life this season, even if you don't live close to us. Please get out this season and support your local haunted attractions. We'll see you there. For more information and lists of events happening at Horror Fields, visit horrorfields.com or facebook.com/horrorfields. We have some news from Hector Turner. Pre-orders for the 2015 Halloween Haunt calendar are now being accepted. Be one of the first to receive your 2015 Halloween Haunt calendar this October by pre-ordering now. With over 125 incredible haunt photos submitted, this is another record-breaking year, and the calendar will surely be our best yet. The calendars have stayed at the same price of $18 plus shipping, and those pre-ordering will be the first to receive their calendars once printed and ready for the mail in the first week of October, so don't delay. All the order info can be found on their website, www.HalloweenHauntCalendar.com. We have this interesting tidbit on Edgar Allan Poe. The Edgar Allan Poe Foundation of Boston, Massachusetts, seeks to honor Poe in the city where he was born on January 19, 1809. The focus has been on raising the funds needed to create and install Stephanie Rocknack's statue, Poe Returning to Boston, a goal that was reached in March of this year. The statue is now being fabricated at New England Sculpture Services in Chelsea, Massachusetts, for installation in Poe Square at the intersection of Boylston Street and Charles Street South. The unveiling and dedication of Poe Returning to Boston will be on Sunday, October 5th at 2 p.m. Several events have been planned that weekend, including a walking tour, a pre-dedication program, and the grand unveiling. Robert Pinsky, former Poet Laureate of the United States, and a representative of Mayor Walsh, will speak. There will be a roped-off area for media, project participants, etc. These events are open to the public and free of charge, but space is limited. For more information, visit www.bostonpoe.org. We have this from the Haunted Barn in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Our opening weekend is October 3rd, 2014. Who wants to get free tickets? We'll be open every Friday and Saturday night in October through Saturday, November 1st. All you have to do is like our Facebook page and share this status for a chance to win. The winner will be announced on their page. Random.org will pick the winner. They'll have a drawing every Monday for more information. So to like their page and for a chance to win tickets, go to their Facebook page at facebook.com/The Haunted Barn Chattanooga. We have this information from Selling Halloween magazine. Selling Halloween and The Nightmare Zone is gearing up for its annual issue. This is your opportunity to make sure that your company's products and or services for the Halloween 2015 season are in the only publication specifically serving the Halloween industry. Make sure your 2015 product line is seen by key buyers and decision makers. Selling Halloween / Nightmare Zone will be covering the following topics in its upcoming print issue. Costumes, adult men and women, young adult, children, baby, and pet. Accessories, including jewelry, masks, hats, props, etc. Makeup. Haunt industry, props, makeup artist, animatronics, special effects, sounds, etc. Party and paper goods. Gifts and decor, including lawn ornaments, flags, candles, tableware, stationery, etc. Calendar of events, business news, and licensing news. To be considered for a free editorial mention in this issue, please submit your 2015 product details, retail pricing, plus a high-res image at least 3 inches big at 300 dpi, saved as a JPEG, TIFF, or EPS file. Please do not send more than 6 images. In addition to product images and information, include the following: your company name, as it should appear in print, toll-free phone number or regular number if a toll-free is not available, and website address. Also list the name and email address of the person who should receive editorial leads from retailers requesting more information on your products. Information and images should be emailed directly to Dorothy Creamer at dcreamer@edgellmail.com. That's dcreamer@edgellmail.com. You can also send high-res images on a disc with image printouts via regular mail to 915 Leighton Avenue, that's L-E-I-G-H-T-O-N Avenue, Point Pleasant, New Jersey, 08742. All information and images must be received no later than Friday, October 3rd. Should you have any questions, please email or call Dorothy Creamer, again at dcreamer@edgellmail.com, or call 908-278-3536. Thank you for your attention. We have this from the Haunted House Chicago Review Team. Earlier this year, we mourned the passing of our longtime friend and dedicated volunteer, Jim Smith. He was an icon at the Niles Haunted House Scream Park in Niles, Michigan. He worked in the entry room area of Niles Haunted House as Beetlejuice. In honor of him, members of the Haunted House Chicago Review Team will be wearing striped black and white ribbons in tribute to his character throughout the 2014 season. Although he will not be physically present at the Niles Scream Park, rest assured that his presence will be felt there forever. He is a legend that will be forever missed and never forgotten. And finally, we have this update from the band GWAR. GWAR, the most brutal band in existence, has bolstered its ranks leading up to the GWAR Eternal Tour. The Berserker Blothar and Volvatron are the latest intergalactic warriors to be banished to the pathetic mudball known as Planet Earth. Blothar, a fat, filthy, frozen space Viking, will take over as GWAR's lead vocalist. The role of the red-hot cybernetic Spitfire known as Volvatron is more mysterious. Both will feature prominently in the anticipated GWAR Eternal Tour, which promises to be the most shocking and entertaining rock show of the year. Get to know your new masters before they grind you to a bloody pulp. For more information, go to their website at www.gwar.net. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's interview is with veteran actor Bill Moseley and was recorded at the Scarefest in Lexington, Kentucky in September 2014. And here we go. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here, live Scarefest in Lexington, Kentucky, chatting with all the cool kids, all the great things going on about everything Scarefest. We love the celebrities. We love chatting with everybody. One of my favorites here, gentleman we have talked to before. I don't think we've necessarily had him on the show, but he has been a great guy. Had dinner with him one night, a memorable night in Charlotte, North Carolina, many months ago. Not talking about that right now. But Mr. Bill Moseley, you may know him as Chop Top. He's been in a bunch of Rob Zombie films. Got a few things coming out. Mr. Bill Moseley, how you doing?
I'm doing really well. I just had to protect my stash of
baby roots. It looks like
from Kane Hodder.
Yeah, Kane Hodder, the damn greedy bastard trying to eat your baby roots. So
yeah, and that's not okay.
No, not at all.
Now I'm doing well. I saved the baby roots, so now I'm feeling better.
Now you're happy,
and about Kane.
Yeah. And you've been doing the convention circuit quite a bit over the last few months. I've seen you at Mad Monster in Charlotte, seen you at quite a few places, and now you're here in Lexington.
Yes, and happy to be here. I'm eating the
I can tell.
Baby root right now.
Let's see if I can throw some filler in. I understand you're a part of the John Schneider film Smothered that was debuted down in Charlotte a few months ago and has been doing the circuit around town with some rave reviews, playing, of all things, yourself.
Actually, I'm not playing myself.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Well, Kane's playing himself, yeah. And let's see, R.A. Mihailov is playing himself. I thought you were one of those playing yourself as well.
No, I'm playing a character called Soggy Christian.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I had to see it from outside the screening room because I was working the door at that time. But tell us a little bit how it was working with John Schneider and a little bit about this film Smothered that's coming out.
Well,
after you finish your baby rhythm, yes, of course.
Yeah, I just swallowed it. It's actually a lot of fun. It was based on an idea that John Schneider had after going to a horror convention in Germany. And John ended up with a, and I forgot the other guy's name. And the guy is, what's his name? Richard. Richard, who was a Jason or a Freddy or a Michael Myers.
I know who you're talking about. The name escapes me at the moment, but that's okay.
He was deceased. I should know that. Let's go over and ask Kane.
Yeah, let's go ask Kane. We're going to go over here and walk over to Kane Hodder's booth while we're talking a little bit more about Smothered.
Yes. Smothered is, based on the convention circuit. What's Richard's name again? Smothered? Richard. Richard Smothered, who came up with the idea and then died?
Oh, Booker.
Richard Booker, that's Richard right. Booker. He died last year. Yes. We did the very last interview with him.
He died on Kane's birthday. All right, all right. All right. Anyway, yes, Richard Booker, who died on Kane's birthday.
That's right.
And, but he and John Schneider were at the bar in Germany at a convention, and they came up with this idea about a bunch of fading horror icons who aren't doing very well at the horror convention. And they get a job, basically Kane rallies a bunch of us, and we get into his Winnebago. We go to a trailer park.
Down in Louisiana, if
yes,
I recall.
Yes, and we're supposed to haunt the trailer park and scare people. But instead, one by one, we get picked off.
And lots of hilarity ensues, no doubt.
Yes. Certainly, that was the intention. Yeah.
And from what I've heard from people who have seen it at various conventions and various screenings, it has turned out to be very well. It looks like a theatrical release may be in the cards for this pretty soon.
Well, that would be wonderful. Yes. I think I have some back end, so that would be great. I would love that, actually.
Very nice. So how has the convention circuit been treating you? Or most people, when they're coming up to you, they're talking more about House of a Thousand Corpses? Are they talking more about, you know, some of the other things, Devil's Rejects? Or what would you say is the most popular character that people are coming up and asking you about?
It's still a toss-up between Otis and Chop Top. But I would have to say probably on all things considered, Otis is the most sought-after autograph. Mm-hmm. The pictures and the DVDs and the posters, et cetera, et cetera. People love Otis, but a lot of people, it's a pretty close call between Otis and Chop Top.
And, you know, you got two iconic characters there from one iconic director, so you can't go wrong either way.
Yep, and then, you know, of course, if that falters, then there's always Luigi Largo from Darren Lynn Bousman's Repo, the genetic opera. There's Johnny and Tom Savini's remake of Night of the Living Dead.
Sure.
So I've got a couple of, I've got a couple of auxiliary characters to help me through as well.
What would you say is probably the most unusual thing that a fan has brought to you and asked you to sign over the last, say, year or two?
Nothing really unusual at the conventions. I would have to say one time in the mail I got a bleached cow hoof from a fan that told me in it with a weird rambling letter that I would understand what that meant. I still don't, by the way, if you're out there listening. But
did you sign it and return it?
No, I threw it out.
That's wonderful. Any plans on working with Rob Zombie in the future? Has he tapped you for anything coming up down the pipe?
No, but I just saw him a couple weeks ago. We did I was part of a Ramones tribute at Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Very nice.
And in Los Angeles. And saw Rob and Sherry. Listened to them play some Ramones songs. Not Sherry, but Rob and his band. And,
sure.
Steve Jones, Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses, Steve Jones, of course, from the Sex Pistols. The thrill of the night, I got to say, all things considered, was meeting and taking a picture with Billy Idol.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Very exciting. But no, we didn't talk movies really. So
yeah, it was a night to talk about Johnny and Joey and
all
Joey, those guys,
all those dear departed Ramones.
Absolutely, so. The original lineup's now all gone.
All gone.
That's a shame.
Yep.
What have you got coming down the pike? Can people see you in a movie coming up in the next 3 to 6 months, maybe a year, maybe besides Smothered with John Schneider's film there? What else you got coming?
With Kane, I've done two other movies with Kane. One is called Old 37, where we play brothers. And we drive around in a beat-up old ambulance.
You do look kind of a vague resemblance there. Yeah, I could see
maybe.
That.
And and then we listen to the police scanner, and we show up at accident sites. And then we administer what we jokingly called Obamacare. I can't tell you what we do, but we did have a wood chipper in the back of the ambulance.
Oh, lovely.
And then we went down to Australia, down to Brisbane. And not Brisbane, which is what I used to call it. And we did a movie called Charlie's Farm.
Nice.
Charlie's Farm is kind of the Australian equivalent of a Halloween or a Friday the 13th.
Okay.
It's a new big, you know, killer named Charlie. And I play his dad.
Oh, nice.
So that's kind of weird. And Charlie and Kane fought. And so that was pretty cool. So that's coming out. I think that's actually supposed to have a premiere in Australia sometime in mid-November.
Nice. For people interested in following your career, maybe the next few conventions you're going to be at down the next few months, and the release of the 37s and all the other great stuff, Smothered, et cetera, how can they get a hold of you? Facebook, social media, et cetera.
The best thing is probably on Twitter, and I'm at Chop Top Mosley, all one word.
Verified?
I'm not verified.
Ooh.
No, those sons of bitches. But you know, that's the way it goes. I don't know how you get verified, but I have about 20,000 followers, and it's at Chop Top Mosley, and there's a little line drawing of Chop Top, so can't miss it.
Nice.
It's me.
So that'd be the best way to follow all the news that is about Bill Mosley. Mr. Mosley, again, a pleasure to have you. I won't steal one of your baby roots there.
Great.
Here on the Big Scary
don't
Show, my name is Drew Badger at Scarefest. I will not take your baby roots, and we are out.
We'd like to thank Prelude to a Nightmare and the CD Dark Ride for providing the music for this episode. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at BigScaryShow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off with a Big Scary News.